The silent majority better stop being silent. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, a podcast, how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show. We're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network over to FLFnetwork.com. Put in HGBT in memo field. You'll get tons of great content, but most of all, you'll be supporting us, the network, all of the shows, as we proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, as we faithfully bring you the truth to the best of our knowledge and our opinions to encourage you to do the same of making disciples of all nations, proclaiming the Lordship of Jesus. So consider being a member. I saw a tweet and I forgot who it was from. It's been a busy day. I've been running around doing things with the family, took the day off, which whenever I take a day off, it becomes a busy day. I saw this tweet from somebody and I forgot who, or apologize, I'd give them credit, but basically to the effect of if the silent majority is losing, it's because it's their fault. And that's exactly right. There should not be such a thing as the silent majority. When you are part of the silent majority, you are advocating, you're pushing off, you're getting rid of the responsibilities that you have. If we have in our country a minority that is putting forth policies, putting forth the agenda that is shaping the culture, if we have the minority groups, now I'm not talking about color of skin or any of those kinds of things. I'm talking about strictly from a mathematical number. I feel like I need to make that clear, that when there is a lesser amount of people that are influencing a greater amount, it's because the greater amount doesn't care, is detached, is sheep. It could be a number of reasons, but I know this for a fact, that God has given every single one of us responsibility as adults. And some of that is to fight and push against the things that we are seeing. And one of the things that came up in today's news is I saw that NBC got Google to remove from their ads Zero Hedge and The Federalist. Zero Hedge and The Federalist. For the most part, pretty good publications. Obviously, they're not in the tank for the left. They do not, they're not on the left side. They're not progressives. They don't just mimic everything else, all the other talking points that the rest of the media does as well. And so we are in a war, as you know this. And the conservative side is getting destroyed by tech, by Google, and by the mainstream media. And if it is true that it's because the majority is silent and we're not standing up for our rights and we're not fighting for the values that we hold dear, it is our fault. We are the ones sinning. We are the ones that need to repent. There is no way that if there is this majority, which if there may not be, honestly, but even if there's not, we should still try to be the minority that overthrows the majority. I'm not just saying the majority should rule. I'm not advocating that for at all. But what I'm saying is, if it is true that in America, majority of people are against what we are seeing, the Marxist attacks, the destruction of all of our institutions, if it is true that it is a majority does not believe this, now is the time to fight. And just as we've talked about on the show before, that you've probably heard about in other places, with Twitter, with Facebook, with social media sites, where they are protected under the law as platforms, not publishers, because they could get sued and liable for anything that is put on the show or on their platforms if they were a publisher. But since they are strictly a publisher, the law protects them, and it protects them for good reason if in fact they are abiding by the standards, the criteria of what a platform is, because they should not be accountable for something I say on Twitter. You should not be able to sue Twitter for something that I say. I'm not associated with Twitter. I'm not affiliated with Twitter. I don't represent them at all. And since that is the case, Twitter should not be sued because of my actions, even when it's on their site, unless they are not acting as a platform, but a publisher. And this is very consistent with all of the business law that I've ever seen, is that you have to be consistent acting in the manner that you portray yourself. And thinking about it from a Christian perspective, If you're a Christian company and you're going to claim specific religious exemptions or religious rights, then you have to consistently be acting like a Christian business. If you are, well, I think that's good enough. So what is the difference between a platform and a publisher? And I'm just going to point this. A platform is a company or technology that enables communication and distribution of information. And I think Donald Trump said this completely right. It's the phone company. It is the phone company is providing you a service for you to communicate and distribute information through phone calls, through text messages, but they're not censoring you. They're not hiding. They're not prohibiting certain people from using your service that they don't like, from political ads or any of those kinds of things. They don't have any filter or censorship on that whatsoever. A publisher is a company or person that curates and distributes content. You think of all the news and media outlets out there as a prime example. Now, we've made this case against Twitter and Facebook, and I hope that this is coming to pass, that they are going to be held as platforms, I mean, as publishers, because they are acting this way. They're censoring people. They are shadow banning people. They're blocking ads, not just that are illegal, but against the narrative that they are putting forward. Now, Google is doing the same with these two companies, and Google is no longer acting as a search engine platform, but now as a search engine publisher. They're acting like the New York Times search page, where you can search on the New York Times, but it's for what New York Times wants you to see, what they have decided is worth writing about, discussing, and publishing. They are no different, just at a larger scale than any search engine of a website, because they're curating and they're filtering, they're censoring, they're selecting. Everything that a publisher does, Google is doing with their search engines, just to a grander scale. And what we need to be doing, silent majority, what we need to be doing, Christians, is be fighting back. This is our nuclear option against the tech world. This is our nuclear option against the tampering of elections, the censorship, the oppression that we are freeing. This isn't about a private company doing whatever they want. This isn't a free speech issue. This is specifically about the legal protection certain businesses are afforded for acting consistently like a platform and not a publisher. And if we don't start using the weapons that we have at our disposal, guess what? We're gonna lose. I know, it's shocking, right? When you don't use the leverage that you have in negotiations and business and games and war, you lose. When you don't use the weapons that you have, when you don't hold your other opponents to the fair standards of war, that there's even standards in war. When you don't hold them to standards in business, when you don't hold them to standards in anything in life, you're going to lose, because you're going to be playing in the game of the rules and they're playing a whole different game than you. Of course they're going to win. And that's what the silent majority has allowed Twitter, Facebook, social media, Google to do all of this time. And I'm telling you, if Google is starting to do this, if Google is starting to remove publications, not that are legal, not that are, you know, inciting violence or anything like that, but simply because it's not their viewpoint, then we are going to lose not just our place on the internet, not just our voice on the town square of the modern day. We're going to start losing elections. And if you don't believe me, guys, if you don't believe me, go back and look at the research done on people that were encouraged to vote from Google versus those who weren't. And the swings of voting turnout that Google alone can provide in specific districts, specific states, specific counties, just on the reminder on the Google homepage on getting out to vote. They know everything about you. And if they start not only censoring the right side of news, the news that they don't agree with, but then they start doing other things and suppressing all of the other Republican conservative messages, motivations that they give to the Democrats, then they're controlling our country. And if we don't start using these weapons, guys, we've lost it all. We're not hopeless. It's not too far gone. We still have a president that's willing to fight. We just need to start fighting too and start calling on our politicians to hold these companies accountable. At least the conservatives and the Republicans, call them, email them, tweet them, do whatever it takes. Say, we need to start holding these companies to the standards that we hold every other company to. We're not targeting them individually. We're just saying you need to hold to the standards as a platform if you want to be a platform. If you want the legal protections from being sued, Google, then stop curating content. Stop acting like the New York Times. Start acting like Verizon. Start acting like a phone company. Stop being a publisher. Stop asserting your perspectives in the lives of your customers. And if you don't, then you're going to be responsible for every content piece that is on your platform. Just like we hold accountable the New York Times, just like we hold accountable ABC News, Fox News, all of these. We're not saying that they need to be treated worse than other people. We're saying they need to be treated consistently like every other company. And if we don't, we are going to lose and lose and lose. Are you sick of losing? I'm sure sick of losing. I'm sick and tired of the Supreme Court decisions. I'm sick and tired of Congress. I'm sick and tired of being backstabbed. I'm sick and tired of being censored. I'm sick and tired of it all. And the only way it's going to change is if we fight. If we fight, we need to pray, humble ourselves, seek God, and find the wisdom, the boldness, and the strength to assert what God has created in this world, the laws that he's created, the natural laws, the rights that he's created. We need to assert these. It's Pride Month right now. We are getting infused with this stuff from minorities. But maybe we should take a page from their playbook and start having some pride in our foundation, in our gospel, in Jesus Christ. Maybe we should take some pride in our rights and what God has given us. Maybe we should take some pride in the responsibility and the obligation that we have, not for ourselves, but also for our kids and what lives they're going to grow up in. How we act today, how we act now, how we fight today is going to determine the world our kids live in. What world do you want your kids to live in? I sure don't want it to be this world. I sure don't. And the only way that we're going to do that is fighting. Fighting preaching the gospel. Fighting against the tyrants trying to take our liberties. Fighting against the companies that are breaking the law and breaking the rules and not acting and competing fairly. We have to start fighting. Just understand that we are in a war. What do you expect to happen in a war? There's going to be casualties. You're going to be expected to fight. You're going to be expected to sacrifice. We were too sold on the idea that we could live the American dream, comfortable life, and not have to sacrifice or put any effort into it, and it just things are going to work out. That's not how this life works. That's how the evil grows. That's how we lose our freedoms. So it's time to step up and fight so that we can be successful, so that our kids can be successful, and that they can live in a better place than we lived. Because I don't want my kids to live in this world. I want them to live in a better world. I want them to live in the world where Jesus is king, where the country acknowledges his law, not the Marxist law, that acknowledges his lordship, not the lordship of any one man or any government. How about you? How about you? Does your life reflect that vision? Are you acting in a way that you want that? We need to start fighting, guys. Talk to you tomorrow. God bless.